My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Conflict between good and evil has plagued man since the beginning. The conflict manifested itself through a question made by the serpent. Yea, hath God said. This same conflict exists to this day. When the Apostle Paul wrote Timothy, he said, But the Spirit saith expressly that in latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. The right and wrong, good or evil of a matter can be summed up in the words, Who said it? Whether man, Satan, or God. The Apostle Peter, when encouraging brethren to arm ye yourselves also with the same mind, that is, the mind of Christ, said to them, If any man speaketh, speaking as it were the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. When Jesus was being tempted of the devil, he, Jesus, summed up this principle when he said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Knowledge is the key. Our considerations have been focusing on the cause of Israel's destruction. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge is destructive. As was the case with Israel, the northern tribes, so also was the case with the southern tribe, Judah. Long after the northern tribes had been taken into captivity by Assyria, the prophet Jeremiah proclaimed the words of Jehovah, saying, And the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Go, and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, I remember for thee the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto Jehovah, the firstfruits of his increase. All that devour him shall be held guilty. Evil shall come upon them, saith Jehovah. Hear ye the word of Jehovah, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Jehovah, What unrighteousness have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain. Neither said they, Where is Jehovah that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that none passed through, and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful land, to eat the fruit thereof, and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land, and made my heritage an abomination. The priests said not, Where is Jehovah? And they that handle the law knew me not. The rulers also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore, I will yet contend with you, saith Jehovah, and with your children's children will I contend. For pass over to the isles of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there hath been such a thing. Hath a nation changed its gods, which yet are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Jehovah, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Jeremiah 2, 4-13. Thus, as it was with Israel, so it was with Judah. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity for a lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, For I spake not from myself, but the Father that sent me. He hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life eternal. The things therefore which I speak, even as the Father hath said unto me, so I speak. John 12:49-50.